Taiwan has the coronavirus outbreak just like we do, but they're on the tail end of it and have fared a lot better than a lot of other nations. How do they do it? It's Anna and Raven. Juanita Ingram is an attorney and the host of Where in the World is Juanita Ingram on the Mommy Talk Live Network. She's originally from the U.S., but now lives in Taiwan, and she just came out of an extended quarantine. How long were you in quarantine, Juanita?
Started right after Chinese New Year. January 27th is when the kids got out. They did not go back to school until the end of February, so it was about 30 days.
And the whole time, You stayed inside.
I did because my son and I both have asthma, and the advisory that a lot of people are getting now, avoid crowds, avoid all non-essential travel. People were working from home. Restaurants were closed. Some grocery stores did open. But when things reopened, even during that time, there was an abundance of new precautionary policies put in. Temperature checks going into every building. You couldn't go to the grocery store if you weren't wearing a mask. Social distancing became so important.
Juanita, call it indifference. Call it not believing the hype. People here were a little bit more hesitant to jump on board. Do you find that culturally people were all in right away over there? Did they just follow the rules as they were put forward?
Absolutely. But Taiwan lived through SARS. They had a lot of things that they learned from that experience, and they were in front of it. I think they were one of the first countries to respond. You've got to remember, we're only 81 miles outside of China. So it was a very serious and real threat, yet our numbers have remained extremely low because it was a very aggressive approach and response, but a necessary one, and everyone fell in line. And I think that's partially because there was so much transparency from the government to the public, to the media, that you felt really informed. You felt like you had all the information. So the decisions made sense. The culture here is one of that of the collective culturally anyway. So it wasn't an individualism type of thing of, I just want to go to a bar. It was, what does the community need to stop this domino effect? Everybody felt like, let's do something. We can't just sit here and act like it's going to solve itself. And so everything that we were asked to do, encouraged to do, there was a pure compliance.
Juanita Ingram is an American citizen living in Taiwan. She's just emerged from a 30-day quarantine with us.
Now, I know you're a mama. You got two kids. What did you do with the kids? Because I feel like that seems to be the overwhelming question with a lot of parents is, how are we going to keep these kids contained for this time?
I know. And that was challenging. You know, all parents aren't teachers. My mom is a teacher. I don't have that anointing. But I did the best that I could. I'm a lawyer, and my kids told me I talk like I'm a lawyer, and I told them I'm sorry. They need to learn how to draft a mean contract one day, you know, holler at mama, but we did the best that we could. You know, sometimes curriculums aren't that easy to pick up and just throw online, but I think the schools did the absolute best that they could. Again, it was a spirit of cooperation that everybody knew that we have to do what we need to do to get through this time frame. I will tell you, I didn't know how bad I would struggle with seventh grade math. I'm not ashamed to admit that. I had to do some tutorials on pre-algebra again and dust off the cobwebs on that. But the kids understood the seriousness of it. It was on the news here. We were, again, fed with so much information that it became empowering.
Juanita, you've just emerged from a 30-day quarantine. Places are open again there in Taiwan. What is it like getting back to life as normal? Or is it normal at this point?
It's not that your life goes back to normal, but you do pick up routine again. We're still required to wear a mask if we go into the grocery store. They're still taking a temperature check for my kids to go into school every day. They have to wear a mask on the bus. And right now, with everything that's happening in the rest of the world, as you can imagine, they're discouraging us from leaving Taiwan and going anyplace else and trying to come back because the rest of the world is not as stable. People can expect that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You will live through it. It will be challenging, but it's not the end of the world. Zombies are not coming. I know it will feel scary. The first time I wore my mask out, I felt like I was having a panic attack because I have asthma and I felt like I couldn't breathe. But it was because the environment was so overwhelming. But you get used to what is your new norm. But the good thing is when kids go back to school, there is a sense of routine that comes back in place, but it will always be tinted a little bit for the immediate future with the precautions that we have to take now, because you can't let your guard down and just act as though this virus is going to go away. It's not, until we take action.
Juanita Ingram, she's an attorney, actress, author. She's the host of Where in the World is Juanita Ingram on the Mommy Talk Live Network. Thank you so much for taking the time and answering our questions.